أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعيدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. Previously we discussed the first part of the ayat, in which Allah Ta'ala says, remember that time when we made the Kaaba Sharif a place of great reward for mankind and a place for people to come and find refuge therein. As Allah says, وَأَمْنَا, we have made it a place of great security and refuge. مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. In another place Allah Ta'ala says, the very speciality of Baytullah Sharif is, and from there all the masajid of the world, who enters it finds peace and sanctuary. That is, they come in the protection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And all related matters we discuss there. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, اور بناو ابراہیم علیہ السلام کے کھڑے ہونے کی جگہ کو نماز کی جگہ. And take and perform namaz at what is called Maqami Ibrahim. Maqami Ibrahim is a famous place which all Muslims know. It was a stone on which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood, and it worked like an elevator, like a lift. We can see the building of the Kaaba Sharif till today, as far as the height of a human being is concerned, and the height of the Kaaba, the Kaaba Sharif is much more higher. They did not have scaffolding, they did not have any elevators or anything. In a miraculous way, Allah made the stone Maqam Ibrahim, that when they stood on it, then it would go up to the place where they had to build. And there were two people in the building, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was the main builder, and Ismail alayhi salatu salam, his young little son, who was his helper. So the stone should go up to that place, they should place the stones and build the Kaaba Sharif in that way. When they finished, it would come down again. So it is a great miraculous place, a miracle that is in existence till today at the Kaaba Sharif, and Allah made it. It was there all the time, and it will be there all the time. And when we go, then there are great lessons to learn when we enter the Haram Sharif. Zamzam is one, Maqami Ibrahim, Safa, Marwa, all the great historical places are not just historical places like other people look at it, but they are full of barakat, and for us to strengthen our iman and to see that what the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is, and that a person who makes hajj, when he comes back, his iman must be strengthened so greatly. When he sees and he goes to Mina, Arafat, Musdalifa, all these places, it is to strengthen his iman. So this place was, this Maqam Ibrahim was joined with the Kaaba, right next to the Kaaba it was. Then in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, floods had come and all it got washed away from there. And it got moved from its place. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then put it at its present place where it is till today, the Maqam Ibrahim. And he made it easier for the people who are making tawaf. When it was right next to the Kaaba, it was a bit of a difficulty where the crowds had increased. So he put it a little bit more back where it is standing till today, and he built a wall around it. And later now, as we see it today, it is in that beautiful glass cage. Many of us, we think that that glass cage, that shining with gold and made so beautiful, that is Maqam Ibrahim. That outward, that is just the covering of it. As unfortunately today, we are overtaken just by outward coverings. We give small presents, we put them in beautiful, big packets, etc. Gift wraps and gift packs, etc. But the actual thing is the thing inside. So So the Maqam-e Ibrahim, that is what is the thing to take barakat from. Many people rub their hands on that glass cage and rub it on their bodies, they take in barakat. The glass cage hasn't got the barakat. The barakat is the stone which is inside. And it is outwardly just a stone. But what is the barakat? That a great Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam stood on it. And on it were the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam also. And that was a lesson to take, that on the stone, the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And more than that, that miraculously Allah made it, that it should lift them up and they should build the Kaaba at its point where it had to be built and then come down again. So that is this place which now for barakat Allah says, make namaz at Maqami Ibrahim. Until today, when a person completes his tawaf, it is advisable that he makes his namaz behind Maqami Ibrahim. But at the same time, we should not cause any inconvenience, taklif to the people. When the crowd of Hajj have become so many, of course not with the present uncalled for restrictions which they are, but when it is open and all these protocols are not there, we know the huge, huge crowds. And then making namaz just become behind Maqam Ibrahim, we've become an obstacle to the people who are making tawaf. Then a person should make his namaz, his two rakat, anywhere further back. That will be also behind Maqam Ibrahim. It won't be in front of Maqam Ibrahim. But if there aren't any such crowds, then just behind Maqam Ibrahim, a person should make his namaz to get this great, great barakat. So there are great lessons to learn from this, from every relic and every historical thing and Islamic history and an Islamic archive and an Islamic museum. Is not like Western tourists that go to a museum or go to an archive, but it is to take the barakat of this, to strengthen our iman, to see the great qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So yeah, Allah ta'ala orders us that to make the place of Maqam Ibrahim your place of making namaz, so that you get the barakat of it also, so that your iman is strengthened also, so that you realize the great qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah has blessed us with all this, and if a person in the Quran Sharif and the knowledge of it, and a person who prepares properly for Hajj and goes, that person will really come back as a Haji, and he will be a completely changed person. His inside of his iman and yaqeen will be also completely different, of a much more superior nature. Even his outward life will be in conformity with the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are great lessons in everything with regard to the Hajj and with regard to the Haram Sharif, and we should try and take the benefit of it. We are in this world for this so short life to take these great spiritual benefits. We are not here to make our dunya, waste our time in sports and waste our time in holidays and waste our time in our other leisure and our other pursuits that we have, our hobbies, etc. We are not put in this world for that reason. And we are not here even less to follow the fashion of the enemies of Islam and their lifestyle. We are here to learn this iman which was taught by these great Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and to be thankful to them and our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam who taught us all this, and to read durood and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why Allah has put us in this world, not to waste our time here. May Allah grant us the full benefits of all these great, great, valuable things, and not waste our life in useless pursuits.